partners in Mission Food Bank will be collecting donations for their annual Food Blitz on Saturday, April 12th at 10 local grocery stores across Kingston. The annual Food Blitz is an opportunity for the food bank to fill the shelves before donations slow down in the summer months, while demand remains high. Reasons for this summer slump, according to partners in Mission, include many people traveling during these months and more access to fresh produce. With rising need and costs, Partners in Mission is expecting a tougher year collecting donations. Executive Director of Partners in Mission Food Bank, Dan Irwin, sat down with CFRC to discuss the event and their expectations for this year. To start us off, how long has Partners in Mission been doing the Food Blitz?
Partners in Mission Food Bank has been doing a Food Blitz since we actually were created in 1984. So we've been doing some form of Food Blitz in the spring ever since then.
I was wondering if you could speak to the importance of the timing and, you know, where this fits strategically in the bigger picture for Partners in Mission.
Yeah. So for us, we get fewer donations in the summer. So we try and use the spring food drive to set us up for those the gap in the summer donations, I guess we'll call it. So that's really that fill up the shelves now. Our goal is 25,000 pounds for Food Blitz Day. We're really hopeful we can get to that level. The community is very generous. We've missed it the last couple of years. Different factors. Weather can always be an issue. If it's too nice or too not nice, then people are not out. So that can be an impact to us.
I mean, you mentioned this year might be a bit more of a tough year in terms of collecting donations. I was wondering if you could elaborate on that a bit.
Yeah, so the last couple of years, we've found a bit of a challenge with food inflation. So this year, things have not improved. So I anticipate we may be a bit of a challenge again this year. Again, food's just so expensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, I'm sure it's kind of a balancing act when you're setting that goal in terms of growing need, but also it getting tougher to collect each year. You have a goal of 25,000 pounds of food and I believe $30,000 in donations. I was wondering if you could speak a bit about the rationale behind how you set these goals.
Yeah.
And how it compares to other years maybe.
Yeah. So the $30,000 is for the month. It's not just that one day. So the $30,000 is for the month. So if someone's not able to make it into Blitz Day to donate food, then they can make that donation online, or if they're of the type to send a check or drop by, then we'll accept those as well. The challenge is trying to find something that we need and yet it's reasonable. We could put up a goal of 100,000 for both. We can use that. But the reality is, in a tough economic times, we can't be creating a goal that's totally unattainable.
2024 was yet another record-breaking year for Partners in Mission, having distributed over 20,000 food hampers. Irwin noted that while growth in need has slowed down, the numbers so far in 2025 are still worrying.
2024 was a record year. 1 in 17 people in Kingston and Loyalist Township got a food hamper from us. The year before was 1 in 19. So we're going in the wrong way, and it's a tough one to accept and be happy with. In 2025, we're still seeing growth and need. It has slowed down somewhat. We're about 1.9% higher than we were last year as of the end of March. So that slowing growth is good news, but unfortunately, we've had 4 years in a row of increasing demand. So to add this 2% is still, we're on top of 4 years of records. So it's not helpful. We're quite hopeful that we can kind of stay at this level, because we are getting to the point where it's like, okay, are we going to have enough people around to help those who need help? That's a concern of mine. But we've got a very generous community and we're very thankful for that.
After the event, Partners in Mission is also preparing to move into their new, larger space to keep up with demand.
We move in April 25th, so we will be closed on the 25th and 28th for move day, and then we will open for our clients on the 29th. A new space will enable us to handle larger volumes of clients, as well as the larger space will give us the opportunity to do what I call strategic buying. So when we find those deals, we'll be able to buy them and hold more volume. We're really excited for our clients. They'll be able to come indoors, they're not going to be outside, choose their own food. It's going to be a much more dignified experience.
Despite expecting a challenging year in the face of rising need, Irwin is looking forward to seeing the community come out to support the food bank on Saturday.
It's great to have volunteer teams. We've got some of our regular volunteers are doing this, as well as we've got teams from places like RBC, BMO, Fire Department, military base has a bunch of volunteers. It's wonderful to see all the volunteers, and they have so much fun, and many of them come back year after year and just excited to be a part of the day. And hopefully it's decent weather. That makes them want to come back again the next year for sure. But again, the energy is just so awesome. They're just so wanting to help the community.
So how can folks get involved in this year's Food Blitz or otherwise contribute to Partners in Mission?
We're lucky that we've got all of our teams full now. So if you want to come, you know, help out with the Food Blitz, if you're out on the 12th from 9 to 4, we're at 10 grocery stores around town, make a purchase or make a donation via cash or debit card. Or if you're not out shopping for that day, go online, kingstonfoodbank.ca. You'll see a donate button, and then you'll see 2025 Food Blitz as an option.
This has been Christina Laurie with CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.